Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After doing nothing about it for years, the state legislature appears to be moving quickly to expand the bottle bill. Currently, consumers are paying a 5-cent deposit only on carbonated beverage bottles, but under the expanded bill, water and sports drink bottles would also be covered. However, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, the change may not affect consumer habits.
Shoppers at the Roach Brothers supermarket in Mashpee ferry cargoes of bottled water on the lower decks of their shopping carts. Phil Bardowa likes the idea of expanding the bottle bill to water and sports drink bottles.
It keeps them out of the landfill, it keeps them from along the roads and the streets and everything.
But Bardowa points out that he already recycles the plastic bottles he buys at the supermarket. Helga Arthur also supports expanding the bottle bill.
Well, I think anything that would help with recycling would be a positive thing.
But Arthur admits that she doesn't even bother to return the beer and soda bottles that she buys anymore.
Years ago, we used to take bottles back. We did save them up and we did take them back to the grocery store.
Instead, she says, she just puts them in her blue recycling bin along with the water and juice bottles.
I do try to separate them out.
Two women and five children are pushing their carts uphill to their vehicle. One of the women, Sefa Berrios, doesn't think expanding the bottle bill would make her any more likely to take her water bottles back.
Even with cans, glass, I don't have a tendency to return them. It's just more of a pain than anything to collect them. And it's just a pain, especially with children. I just think it wouldn't make sense. We try to recycle. I try to, but generally they just go in the trash.
But most people in Massachusetts don't just throw their bottles in the trash. 90% of the state's residents have access to curbside recycling now, and most do recycle the bottles they buy at the supermarket. The problem is with those bottles of juice and water that people buy on the go, only 22% of those get recycled. Janet Dominitz, the executive director of MassPurg, says if people had to pay a deposit on those, they'd return them.
What will happen once we update the bottle bill, there'll be easily accessible reverse vending machines, you know, those machines that you just stick the bottle in and you get a nickel or a scrip back worth a nickel. They'll just be more prevalent. And, I mean, I just spent a week in Maine where they updated the bottle bill a couple of years ago, and it's just much easier. There's more locations to redeem, get your containers redeemed.
The state is actually counting on people to continue not returning the bottles, because that's how it will make more money. The Office of the Secretary of Administration and Finance estimates that the state will make an extra $20 million a year in unredeemed deposits. Others expect to make money as well. Redemption centers will get an extra cent for every bottle they redeem, and small mom-and-pop stores will be able to get out of redeeming bottles if there's a redemption center nearby. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.